Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Jared.
Hey, Jared.
How we doing?
Are you all right?
So I was calling to see if you could help me with a woman I met online named Danny.
Danny, huh?
Yes. The short story is we met online. And I was actually, I'm not ashamed to say, I was kind of surprised that she wanted to match with me because she is much better looking than any of the women I've previously dated, you know. And so we were texting and exchanging some emails and stuff and whatever and agreed to have dinner. We went to Agave and Rye in Troy. And I thought the date went well. But ever since, I've gotten nothing from her. She doesn't respond to anything, none of my texts, phone calls, nothing. She just kind of disappeared off the radar, and I don't know why. And the other thing I probably should tell you guys, this is all, like, pretty awkward for me. You should know a couple of things. I'm really shy, and I'm very much into computers. I'm one of those guys, right? It's actually what I do for a living.
So, Jerry, you don't live in your parents' basement, just making sure.
No.
Okay.
That could have been the issue.
It could be.
It could have been.
He's cooler online, right? I mean, it could be.
No, I don't. I have my own place.
Okay, yeah, good. I don't, there's that.
I am kind of I'll just say I'm a little shy, and I'm a computer geek. So
we'll help you through this, Jared. And the young lady's name?
Danny.
Danny. Mm. Okay.
Well, it's Danielle, but she everybody just calls her Danny.
Got it.
Okay.
So what do you say? What, about 10 minutes?
Yeah, will that work for
you,
Jared?
Can you hang on that long?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
Jared, you guys went to Agave and Rye, which is delicious. You been there yet, Woody?
We went to the grand opening.
Oh, there.
The one in Troy. The one they went to. Yeah.
Maybe I had too many margaritas. Did you get some of those, Jared?
I did actually get one of the margaritas. It was good.
Mm.
I probably would have had two, but I was a little nervous.
Oh,
just take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Liquid courage.
Uh-huh. Well, hang on, Jared. We're getting ready to call Danny, so be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Danny speaking.
Hi, Danny. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
No way. Wait, did I win something? What's going on?
They always want to know that, Woody.
I know. Can't we just call to say hi?
No, we usually want something.
Every day that I get a call from the radio station.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Well, do you have any idea why we might be calling? I mean, you might have won something.
In the game of life.
Oh, is this a dating call?
Yeah.
She knows. It's a second date update.
Oh. Is this Jared?
Yeah, and you know what? He was the sweetest thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's real shy, but, you know, he laid everything out for us, said you guys went to Agave and Rye and had a couple margaritas, maybe.
And by the way, if you haven't been there, it's the tacos, the tequila. It was a really cool spot. It was really awesome.
Okay. We'll have to revisit.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He's lovely. When I got there, he was there before me. He had pre-ordered drinks and food. So it was really, you know, he was a gentleman by all accounts. It's just, you know.
Why are you ghosting him?
I don't know. I just, okay, I'm not trying to. It's just, it's like he was two different people. Like, before we went on the date, he was writing me the most amazing messages. Like,
aww.
I mean, yeah, I feel like I was in a Hallmark movie. I thought, oh, I'm like, so, you know, swept off my feet. Look, I don't know. It was just so nice. And he was just, you know, he had such a way with words. And I'm a teacher. Like, you know, these things, like, they really appealed to me. And, but then I got to the date and I thought he was lovely when I approached the table, the drinks, the food. I thought the place was great. But he might have said 10 words to me on the entire date, like the cat got his tongue. Nothing. Not a word.
Didn't he tell us that he was amazed that someone like you would go out with someone like him?
Yeah, and he also said that he's a very shy person.
Yes.
So that kind of makes sense that he was just nervous.
You know, I just, look, I didn't want to be hoodwinked. Like, you know, these dating
True.
Apps, you don't know. I don't know. I felt like he was what, like, you know, it felt like I was in that Shakespeare play where, you know, he has that guy say the words for him. You know, it was really weird. I didn't know. I don't know, like, it just didn't, I didn't know if I was with the same person. I don't know. And I've just kind of been, you know, it's okay if he's shy, but I didn't know. Where he went.
I don't want to interrupt, but I told you I'm like really shy. So I have kind of a confession to make, I guess.
That's Jared, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured he'd probably be on the call, I guess.
So Danny, what you're saying makes sense. I had a little bit of help, I guess you should say, when I was writing those messages. I Hello? Used AI to help me. So there it is. I was nervous about the whole thing. I didn't want to say the wrong thing, so I basically, we were looking at each other's social accounts. I don't know if I said it a lot, but I am a computer guy, kind of a geek, and I basically had your post kind of analyze the things that you were saying and, you know, what you were doing and everything else, and then when I put it into the AI, I would kind of write something, and then it would help me say it better, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Like, creepy romantic, goodness. Right?
I mean...
I was, yes. It wasn't in a weirdo, you know, stalkerish thing or whatever. I just, like I said, I was very surprised that someone as pretty as Danny wanted to, you know, see me. And I just didn't want to screw it up, so...
Aww.
So I assume you guys never talked on the phone or anything then before the date, right?
No. It was all messages and emails or whatever. So it was kind of easy for me to be able to, you know, be a little more romantic and kind of on point, I guess, and not sound like an idiot, kind of like I sound right now, I guess.
No, but you know what? You're speaking from your heart, Jared, and I think that sounds appealing. Don't you, Danny?
Yeah, I kind of wish he had just done that from the start, to be fair. And, you know, it's like you're like a modern-day Cyrano.
Yes!
I mean, I I'm a teacher. My kids will kill me for this, you know. I mean, I yell at them for using ChatGPT all the time. But I'm not going to lie. It's kind of a modern-day romantic kind of thing. I kind of think it's a sweet gesture.
Woody, do you think what I think?
There's love in the air, isn't there?
I think there might be.
Well, what we could do here on Second Date Update is offer that second date to you guys where... We send you back out in the company limo and $150 gift card to
yes.
wherever you guys want to go.
Be yourself, but you both have to say yes.
I would love to go, and I promise no more AI, and I will, you know, I'll talk a lot more if that's what you want. But yeah, no more.
I
yes,
just want
I
you to be
that.
You, but I would really like to get to know you.
Aww.
So I think it would. I would love to go on another date with you.
Yay!
All right.
Woo!
That'd be great.
Only thing we ask is that you guys give us a call in a couple weeks and let us know how your second date went. Okay.
Absolutely, yes. I would love to do that, too.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.